At dusk, parents descend on the UNO Lakefront campus to collect their little ones from daycare. But a few weeks ago, they lingered to browse brochures for different childcare options. Word was out the UNO Children's Center was closing.
And it breaks our heart, you know?
Abha Goyal says while she was finishing her PhD at UNO, the daycare gave her a place to take her two-year-old daughter, Nikita. She and her husband were shocked.
They didn't even ask us, you know? There was not even a hint of the center closing up.
The center has been serving 81 children, infants to four-year-olds. Shopping alternatives, Sandra Saavedra did not see one she liked.
A lot of places only have three spots. A lot of places can't take my four-year-old but can take my two-year-old. So there's a lot of places that have to be already eliminated from the list for me.
Saavedra, like many parents, praised the diversity of the center as something she'd greatly miss. UNO has offered daycare at the Children's Center for more than 20 years. UNO spokesman Adam Norris says its budget is $800,000 and it's been running a deficit of $200,000. In the past 5 years, he says, the state has cut UNO's overall budget by $22 million.
The university really has to focus its resources on its core mission of teaching and conducting research. While we certainly would have liked to have continued providing childcare services to our faculty, staff, and students, operating the center was just too costly.
A group is formed to try to save the UNO Children's Center, or at least extend it to the end of the academic year. UNO is expected to respond to that group's proposal this week. For WWNO, I'm Eve Troe.